Lamentation for the 2024 presidential election. On the willows there we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" Psalm 137, 2-4. Whatever my aversion to partisan politics has been in the past, it's stronger than ever. Putting age aside, as well as a highly forgettable VP, I find little encouraging in the Democratic ticket. The Democrats no longer promote the view that abortions should be safe, legal, and rare, but that they should be affordable and accessible, making them common. If I didn't think the unborn were human beings, I wouldn't object, but I cannot see the difference. After conception, it's all shades of gray, lines drawn in the sand. Meanwhile, the Republicans, the majority of them, celebrate a man who lies profusely, who is a known sexual predator, who seldom speaks factually, and who relentlessly spews superlatives. Few instances of television shine as do the January 6th hearings, also known as the Select Committee hearing, January 6th Committee. 10 hearings were publicly aired in 2022. Being so thorough and, really, damning, they are indispensable for voting or thinking or both types of Americans. So much so that I refuse to argue with anyone about national politics if they have not watched these hearings at length. Often conducted by outstanding Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, often interviewing or examining Republican members of the Trump cabinet, these hearings demolish the lies and conspiracy theories that rationalize the behavior of President Trump and many of his supporters on January 6, 2020. It is chilling to imagine Donald Trump being elected as president in 2024. Nothing would make me vote for him, and only a change in candidates would allow me to vote for the Democrats. My hope is that the political Chernobyl that America has been reduced to will burn itself out in the next 4 years without fully dismembering our country. Perhaps in 2028, someone with the integrity of Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, or Democrats or independents of similar stature, will help restore democracy. Or, lamentably, perhaps America is in an uncontrolled decline. This post was written and read on May 14th, 2024, on my weblog, bearings.myplaza.xyz. That is bearings.myplaza.xyz.